Hello everyone, you're listening to J Movie Talk, special episode as I be talking Birds of Prey.
Now that I cut ties with Mr. J, I'm about to learn that a lot of people want me dead.
All alone.
And at the top of that list is this guy.
I'm so peaceful.
But it turns out that wasn't the only dame in Gotham looking for emancipation. All of us. We can't just rob him. You betrayed him. You killed his BFF.
What?
You are so cool. And you're dumb enough to be building a case against him. So, unless we all want to die, very unpleasant death, we're gonna have to work together.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? I am back once again for another episode of Movie Talk, and this is not an official episode of Movie Talk. It's been a long time since I've done one of those unofficial episodes, but this is not actual official episode, so this is going to be released right in between episodes 148 and episodes 149. What I want to talk about on this episode is the movie Birds of Prey, which I saw earlier today as of this recording on Saturday, February 8th, 2020. Like I said, I just wanted to do a real quick episode just talking about Birds of Prey. Spoiler free as best I can. I will do a more in-depth review of this film, and I actually might write a review for it as well, and everything. So real quick, just get into the synopsis of this movie and the cast. So the synopsis is, after splitting with the Joker, Harley Quinn joins superheroes Black Canary, Huntress, and Renee Montoya to save a young girl from an evil crime lord. And the movie stars Margot Robbie, of course, as Harley Quinn, Rosie Perez as Renee Montoya, Mary Elizabeth Winstead as Helena Bertinelli / the Huntress, Junie Smollett-Bell as Black Canary, Ewan McGregor as Black Mask, Ella J. Bosco as Cassandra Cain. That's pretty much your main cast of characters for the most part. You also have Chris Messina as Victor, and Ali Wong shows up as Ellen Yee as well. So those are pretty much your main cast of characters here. And so I'm not going to actually go through talking about the film. I'm just going to kind of just certain topics I want to talk about in regards to the movie. So to start this off with, just want to talk about the ladies of this movie. And I know there's kind of a thing about this movie in regards to, you know, the actual Birds of Prey and how Harley Quinn really fits into it. And the movie basically does this thing of where you kind of have Harley Quinn's, like, the main story, and the Birds of Prey are kind of the secondary story in a way. And I think one reason why they just shortened the title to Birds of Prey, opposed to what the original title was, which is Birds of Prey and the Fabulous Emancipation of One Harley Quinn. But they shortened it to just Birds of Prey and everything like that. But just talking about these characters for a second. So, of course, we got Harley Quinn, who is basically your narrator and kind of seeing everything through her eyes in a way. And the movie does an interesting thing of where she's basically your narrator, but also she's dealing with her own issues because she's broken up with the Joker, or she likes to refer to it as Mr. J and everything like that. So you get a lot of Harley Quinn here, and even though you get a lot of Harley Quinn, it somewhat takes away from Renee Montoya, the Huntress, and Black Canary, but all of them do get their moments to shine in the movie, which I do enjoy, and everything. And the way they kind of slowly, you know, come together to join forces to become a team, I thought was very well done as well. At least it didn't start out with everyone kind of being on the same side or whatnot. There are certain points in the movie where actually all the women are at odds with each other for various reasons, and they kind of really don't even know why, for the most part, even though Harley Quinn is kind of like in the middle of it all, but everyone else doesn't know exactly why they're probably even at odds with each other, but they come together for one common thing, which is to help protect this young girl, Cassandra Cain, and everything. So I did like how the movie did in regards to that. Another thing I want to talk about is Ewan McGregor as Ronan, aka the Black Mask, as the villain of the movie, as the big bad, if you will. I thought he does a good job in this movie. He plays like over the top psycho really well, but at the same time, you really don't get a lot of his backstory. So there's a lot of questions in regards to why exactly he is the way he is, and everything. But I will say this, there are certain points in the movie where he dances a lot and everything, and for some reason I could have seen Sam Rockwell playing this part too, especially with the whole dancing thing. Because if anyone who's, you know, has, you know, known of Sam Rockwell, there was a period in time where, like, just about every movie he was in, he always had to do some freaking dance move or something like that. But I think he could have played this part too. Not saying that Ewan McGregor was bad or anything. I actually enjoyed Ewan McGregor in this movie as Black Mask. But just, it's like certain moments I've been like, wow, it would have been interesting if Sam Rockwell played this part, and everything. So another thing I want to touch on is the action in this movie. There's a lot of action in this movie, and I feel like this movie does a better job of what the Suicide Squad did in regards to how it handled Harley Quinn, also how it handled its action. The action, which I, like I said, is a lot of, and all these women are freaking badasses in this movie. As they basically beating the shit out of a lot of these goons and everything in certain parts. And one of my favorites, of course, is when Harley Quinn, she basically drop kicks a dude doing one fight where they're in a police warehouse or whatnot. And Harley Quinn basically drop kicks the dude and everything. And then, of course, too, she does like a double stomp on a dude's legs in the nightclub and breaks his legs. But also too, I feel like the most impressive ones to me, in regards to the action was Mary Elizabeth Winstead as Huntress. I thought she really did a really great job when it came to the physical, because I mean, I've seen her in a lot of movies. I actually am a fan of hers and stuff like that, but this is like the first time that she's really, you know, shown this, you know, side of what she can do in a movie. And I'm like, I actually want to see more of that and everything. But the action is great in here. There's never a dull moment really with this movie. I mean, there is like maybe a few small like slow parts or whatnot in the second act or anything, but I think that's done to kind of slow things down, because the first half of the movie is very fast, and there's a lot of flashback and flashback within a flashback in a way. So I think when those slow parts come in the middle of the movie, it's basically like a cool down to kind of help ramp you up for what you're going to get in the third act, basically. So like I say, if you someone who, you know, enjoys a lot of action and stuff like that, this is definitely a movie that you definitely want to check out, because there is a lot of freaking action in this movie, which I enjoyed from beginning to end. Now, one of the things about this movie that I don't think a lot of people will notice right away, and because I'm not really a big graphic novel reader and everything, so I don't know if that comes across in the books or anything based off of a lot of these characters. But one thing I kind of like that they did in this movie is that all of our main characters, they all have like these weird tics and everything. And at first, it's not really noticeable. But if you really pay attention to it, you notice that, I mean, of course, Harley Quinn, she has a lot of freaking issues. But that's that character. So she kind of, you know, gets pushed to the side in regards to what I'm talking about here. But Black Canary, she has like a few ticks, because she's very self-conscious in the fact that she has this superpower in a way when it comes to her voice and everything. And also Renee Montoya, she has this thing of where she feels like she's always trying to prove herself, so she is overzealous in everything, and that kind of gets her in a lot of trouble. And Huntress, she has this like weird, she has these weird social skills where she's this badass, but at the same time she's socially awkward. And I like the fact that they put that in there with these characters, because I guess it kind of helped ground these people and make them more realistic and everything. So with them putting in those ticks like that, it really, you know, developed these characters even more. Another thing that I want to discuss is that I would love to see more of these women together. Hopefully there will be a sequel made to this, because the movie kind of leaves it open to where there can be a sequel. And also there could also be a sequel without Harley Quinn and everything. Not saying that I wouldn't want Harley back with them, because I felt like all these ladies had good chemistry together. But if they wanted to do like a Birds of Prey 2 and it's just Renee Montoya, Black Canary, and Huntress together, I don't think people would truly have a problem with that, especially with how the movie ends and everything. And the last thing that I kind of want to touch on before I get out of here is I would love to see more of Black Canary and Huntress together, because I felt like towards the end of the movie, they kind of had an interesting like team up in a way. And it's almost like they kind of bonded and became a little bit more friends. Even though Renee Montoya, she's, you know, the older, you know, she's the cop and everything, but, well, former cop, by the end of the movie, or whatnot, but, so that's a little bit of a spoiler, I guess, and everything. But like I said, I was going to do this as spoiler free as possible. But I would like to see more of Huntress and Black Canary. And I just have to say that those two were actually like my favorites of the movie. Like I say, Harley Quinn is Harley Quinn. It was great seeing Rosie Perez back, like in a major movie and everything like that. She does a really fantastic job. But just as far as like standouts for me personally, I felt like Black Canary and Huntress were my two standouts for a few of the reasons that I've named already, just by the ticks and also just the badassery that we get with these two great, you know, women actors and everything. And the movie, like I said, the movie is a lot of fun. You shouldn't go into this movie, say, you know, with your critical hat on anything. It's just a good hour and a half of just sit back, relax, and just enjoy what you're seeing on screen, because it's very colorful and everything. And director Catherine Yan, who directed this, she does a fantastic job by, you know, giving all of these women, you know, their moments to shine, like I said earlier. And they're really, like I say, there isn't any dull moments, and the action scenes are, like I say, well played out, and it's just a really good time. So I really hope that people go out and check this movie out. So that's pretty much all I want to say about this. Like I said, I'll probably do a more in-depth review of this movie once it comes out on Blu-ray and everything, and I just go through it. But like I said, I just want to do a quick, you know, instant review of the movie, spoiler free as possible, without really giving too much away about the storyline. If you haven't checked it out, I highly recommend going to check it out in the movie theater, because it is worth it. It has a really good soundtrack, and hearing it in the movie theater sound system makes it even that much better. So that's pretty much it for me. I want to thank you guys for listening to this episode. Like I say, this special episode is sandwiched in between episode 148 and 149. So I hope you enjoy episode 148 and episode 149, which will be released on Friday, Valentine's Day. So thank you guys once again. Of course, you can check me out on the Twitter at JMovieTalk, of course. And of course, on Instagram at JMTPodcast. And of course, all episodes are part of the TV Zone Podcast Network on podbean.com and wherever else you listen to your podcast at. I will catch you guys next time. Peace.
man thinks about little girls and baby boys.